From WCRB, welcome back to Tanglewood. I'm Ron Delachiesa, and this concert by the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra with conductor Andres Nelsons will continue in just a few minutes with an Alpine Symphony by Richard Strauss. It's a piece that depicts, to put it simply, a day of mountain climbing, but it's not a simple work. In fact, that day in a mountain comes to us in rich, fascinating, and musical colors and textures only Strauss could have created to depict the natural world. In that sense, it's ideal music for a place like Tanglewood. And according to our BSO music director, Andres Nelsons, it's also a piece that, because of the sheer virtuosity it requires, is ideal for an ensemble of young musicians like the TMC Orchestra.
I love Strauss, and I think it requires a lot of physical effort, of course, technical effort, of professionalism to play, but also it requires to give all your heart and to risk and to go for it. Yeah, there is no way just to, I think, with this symphony particularly, to just stay out of it. You have to climb this mountain. You know, it's like you're following the journey. Either you following it literally or you following it metaphorically, but you go through this journey through the forests and these glacier, you know, and all the climbing and the night and this feeling, you have to be involved, and every musician is involved, and it's so great to see these curious eyes and great technical and also musical involvement, and I think this symphony is it fits so well for I think for the young musicians as well as the Tanglewood.
That's Boston Symphony music director Andres Nelsons, who knows a thing or two himself about taking on extreme challenges as a young musician. Well, in spite of its name, an Alpine Symphony isn't really a symphony at all, rather like the incredibly vivid tone poems by Richard Strauss that preceded it. An Alpine Symphony is a narrative flowing seamlessly from beginning to end with no break. A series of 23 short episodes tracks what turns out to be a harrowing adventure, beginning in the early morning darkness, proceeding through a glorious sunrise and on into the woods, through meadows and past waterfalls. Our unnamed hikers find themselves momentarily on the wrong path, on a glacier, and finally at the summit. But as every mountaineer knows, that's not where the story ends. Descent from the summit begins and brings adventure of its own kind, including fog and a storm before a peaceful sunset. In the face of all that, what makes an Alpine Symphony so effective as a musical experience isn't really the highly coloristic, almost photographic depictions of nature. Like Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony, Strauss integrates expressions of what our experiences as human beings in the presence of nature mean to us. As generation upon generation of people can tell you, when we as human beings set aside our civilized environments and confront the natural wonders, we are humbled in a great way at the end of this piece. And now coming on stage, here's our conductor, Andres Nelsons, to continue this Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra concert with Strauss's An Alpine Symphony from WCRB.
Thank you.
harrowing and glorious journey ends as nighttime descends and Richard Strauss's An Alpine Symphony comes to a close. One of the most vivid musical descriptions of nature was performed in concert here at Tanglewood by the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra and conductor Andres Nelsons. Maestro Nelsons on stage, all the TMC members standing. By the way, the Boston Symphony Orchestra will be performing this work in Symphony Hall with our music director, Andres Nelsons, the week after Thanksgiving in December. Most demanding work for any orchestra to play. The Boston Symphony returning to it in their upcoming season. Performed here today by the TMC Orchestra. Members of the orchestra now applauding our conductor. And here he is coming back on stage. I'm sure he's going to single out some of the soloists. Liam Bossett, San Francisco, California, Principal Oboe, being asked to stand. English horn, Gretchen Myers from Columbus, Ohio, taking a bow. Our principal flutist now, Mira McGrill of Edmonton, Oklahoma. Our clarinetist from Almeria, Spain, Cristina Mateo Saez, taking her bow. Joseph Merchant, principal bassoon from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Our principal trumpet player now, standing. Aaron Schumann, he's from Kenmore, New York. Principal trombone being asked to take a bow, Kelton Koch of Lake Jackson, Texas. Our harpist, Charles Overton of Glen Allen, Virginia. All of the winds and brass now being asked to stand by conductor Andres Nelsons. Our cellist, Sonia Mantell of Orland Park, Illinois. And viola Lin Wang of Beijing, China. One by one being asked to take their solo bows. Paul Kim, our concertmaster of Bellevue, Washington. One of the things our conductor likes to do, he's shaking hands with Paul Kim. So many states and countries throughout the world represented in this TMC orchestra this afternoon as they wrap up their studies here at the TMC, part of the TMC Fellowship Program that involves about over 150 young performers from all over the world who had their formal, advanced students who've had their formal training and have participated in an intensive program encompassing chamber and orchestral music, opera and art song, with a strong emphasis on music of the 20th and 21st centuries here at Tanglewood. Now remember, you can hear concerts from Tanglewood on demand at our website, classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood, where you'll also find our complete broadcast schedule. And be sure to look for the link to the Tanglewood box office to help plan your own trip to this beautiful place in the Berkshires. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood. This broadcast from Tanglewood is supported in part by the Gregory E. Bulger Foundation, dedicated to supporting the performing arts in Greater Boston. WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston and the Boston Symphony, wish to acknowledge the many other generous donors who make these Tanglewood concerts possible. We're also indebted to the musicians of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and to the Boston Musicians Association for their support of these broadcasts. We urge you to attend concerts here at Tanglewood and throughout the community. And we salute the members of the TMC Orchestra and wish them well in their future careers in music. This broadcast of the Boston Symphony is produced on air and online by Brian McCreath. Our audio producer is Sean Murphy, and the recording engineer is Nick Squire, with assistance from Joel Watts. With the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra recording, we heard in intermission, the audio producer is Tim Martin, and the recording engineer is Jennifer Nelson. with post-production by Carl Talbot. And our thanks to Ellen Heistein, Michael Nock, and Karen Leopardi of the Tanglewood Music Center, Bernadette Horgan and Taryn Lott of the Boston Symphony Press Office, Mark Mandel and Robert Kurzinger of the BSO Publications Department, and the entire BSO and Tanglewood staff for all their help with these broadcasts. I'm Ron Della Chiesa at the Kuzovitsky Music Shed at Tanglewood.